reißt sie weg. Meist sie der Adolette. Der Rabbi Yeshua und Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. Interessant ist, dass die Gemorin wissen, die Gemorin wissen diese Charakteristik auf den Chachamim. Rabbi Loza gar nicht alle Gäden. Rabbi Loza ist ein Teil auf Matz. Die Tatsche von der Aktion, die Hohen Teil, die Dienst der Wohl, voll der Tag. Und Rabbi Loza war just asking one question. He used to introduce so many quotations, so many proofs, and he used to look upon it, upon these questions from a variety of angles, and under different variety of aspects. Zal shall I give you. And Rabbi Akiva, she has all, he systematized here or shall I bear. So I mean, support on each Chacham represented a unique approach. And he says that the group of all those Chachamim studied the tears of Mitzrayim the whole night. Each one made his own contribution to the people in tears of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Lezer, his own contribution, Rabbi Akiva, his own contribution, and so forth. It means that every Chacham, every novel, and every Yedei HaTorah should make his contribution. So in other words, the tears of Mitzrayim, you see us trying at this level, in what kind of a mitzvah is, you see there are mitzvahs very democratic ones. It means everybody can have a share in this mitzvah. For instance, two is a democratic mitzvah. Everyone lays the same two, and everyone engages in the same performance. Is it so or not? Democratic? What do you call exoteric? Is there a difference between the tumor with Zabula Goyen laid on his arm in head, or the tumor with a wood chopper or a water drawer in the Zilna lay? There's no difference. The same is true of matzah. Everybody uses the same matzah. Same matzah shmur, all right. Right. The same thing on it. There is one mitzvah in the Torah which is not exoteric, but exoteric. It is limited to a small group. And you cannot equate here. This is the mitzvah of what? Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is an esoteric performance. No matter how free the admissions to City University in New York will be, no matter. And no matter how open the gates of all American universities will be, to admit every idiot university to that. Yes. Education will remain esoteric. The bright boy will understand more, will accomplish more, and society will derive more from his education than from the education of a stupid or sluggish or what do I say, or dull boy. I will ask many questions. Why is it so? Why aren't all boys and all girls bright and brilliant and quick as far as comprehension is concerned? It's a good question, I don't say it's not, but facts remain facts. You cannot alter facts. Talmud Torah cannot be here. The way you see, Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim is the place of Talmud Torah. So Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim shall say, it becomes very aristocratic. An esoteric mitzvah. The Chochom contributes his share, their Novin contributes his share, their Yedea does contribute each share. What about the person who is leader of Chochem, nor a Novin, nor Yedei HaTorah? What should he do? It is the problem about Talmud Torah. Government, no revolution. Chinese revolution, I don't care. Russian revolution, American revolution, the Black revolution will not change them. The same as the revolution of women, the liberation movement should not change the fact that women will have to conceive and be pregnant, not men. It cannot be changed with them. Or certain facts, certain realities cannot be changed, no matter how resentful we are. That knowledge, some people are privileged, and some people are under privileged,
Wechseln hat wieder neu damit.
So now you speak about Chachomim, Nevenim, and Saints. It's a privileged group, it's an exoteric group, it's an aristocracy, it's a spiritual aristocracy. And the Baba Godi says each one should make his contribution. Just one, will you put down your hand on it? And as to confirm it, we quote the story about these scholars who were engaged in Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Wonderful. What about the plain Jews? What about the ignorant Jews? What about the Jews? Neither a Novin, nor a Chocham, nor a Yedei Satere. What shall he do? If the problem is related not only to Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim. The Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim is just an expression of Talmud Erech. So who has a share in the Torah? Who has a share in the Torah? Only the Chochom, the Novein, or the Yedei HaTorah, for every Jew has a share in the Torah. Exactly. How do you know that? Perhaps only the Chochom? How do you know that? Correct. Torah Tziva Lo Nameshe, Mi Rosh HaKivas Yaakov. You see? It's exactly. It's exactly what it means. It is the heritage of the entire community. But how? Just a moment. Right away we begin to say, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shelo Santei Olam Yisroel. Very strange. Why suddenly we begin to praise his name, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shelo Santei Olam Yisroel. There is already a reservation here, namely what? There is a retreat here. You did retreat here. Of course the Tere, the Chochom, the Novin, and the Yedei HaTere, those capable men, brilliant men, the geniuses, have a big share in the Torah. No doubt about it. The share which the Vilna Goyim had, the Rambam, I mean, it's quite big and substantial, no doubt about it. No one denies. No one denies the importance of the Gedei Yisrael, of great minds, sharp minds, of people of intuitive capacity and systematizers, classifiers, and formulators of the law, not it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah not only to the scholars, and not only to the great minds, but to every Jew. The Neged Arbo Ponit Bonin Dibro Torah. Who are they? Chochom, Rosho, Tamshe Lishu. Basically, they're not four. There are two pairs. How will you classify those four bodies? They're very popular, everybody knows them. Correct. Yes. Because Tom, what does Tom mean? What does Tom mean? Chochom does not mean in the sense Chochom is capable. Capable. Understand? I mean, it's more a potential than actually, I mean, than actual wisdom. He's a young boy. Chochom is the father. Yes. Why is that some the contrast of the Chochom? Why do you say? I mean, it's correct. Why do you say? Tam is the Dao son, the Dao. So the Mechilte, we have got to prove it. You can say it. Mechilte, instead of Tam, uses the term Tikash. Don't it? Does not. Well, you could have some doubts about the meaning of Tam, but you have no doubts about the meaning of Tikash. We know all what Tikash is. With Dao, sluggish. So he is the opposite type of Chochom. No, what is, then you have a pair, it's not the next, the second pair is not contrast. It's more they are complementary. Namely, the Rosh Hashanah Yedialisha. What is the Rosh Hashanah? Rebellion. Reject. Fine, all right. Yes. May I rebel? That's a rebellion. Yes. What is Hashanah Yedialisha? Not concerned, all right. Hashanah Yedialisha means such immediate, retarded that he doesn't know how to ask. I mean, it's not correct. Hashanah Yedialisha means I'm concerned. It might be a genius, but he's unconcerned. He doesn't ask questions because he's not interested. But Tom is interested. So some of this way for Yasri, but it's for Yasri, pure Yasri, it's a down person. But I can be racial. In the Chochom, I would have this, the Chochom associated with the Tifet, and the Roshe with the Ta'am, with the Sheni Dei Risha. So what is actually the idea of this whole story? What's the idea of the whole story? Correct. The Deuterium on the one hand is esoteric, on the other hand, Deuterium is also very democratic, very esoteric. Everyone has access to Deuterium. Everyone has a share. The Chochom has a share. You teach him the way you should. It means Talmud Deuterium. For instance, if I am supposed to teach my children, to educate them, how should I be guided? How much am I supposed to teach my children about Torah? How much? How much do I teach? What's the answer? As much as they are capable to comprehend that Torah. So this is Kenegad Arbo Boni Dibra Torah. Echot Chochom. The Chochom who can assimilate much more. So what is Sifo Yetzirah Mitzrayim or Talmud Torah in general? What does it mean for him? What does it mean? If a boy can, his capacity is quite, he's unlimited. So what do you teach him? What do you teach him? If you have a boy with a good head on his shoulders, what do you teach him? No, I mean, you don't know. You teach him Gemara? See, a Gemara copies you, don't you? You teach him Gemara. So what are you supposed to do with the Ben Chochom? Ba'afato emole kiyuchei tapetah. Teach him the whole Masechet Pesachim. Is he capable, brilliant, has capacity, great capacity for comprehension, for understanding? Just teach him the whole Dinim HaPesach. You know how the brain interprets in Achilim Achat Pesach HaTekumah. Achilim Achat Pesach HaTekumah is Nidna Delas, the one before the last. The one before the last mission talking. I can't help it. This is the way. It means teach him everything you know about Pesach, about Chometz, about Matzah, about what not, about everything else. And it is not another answer. You see, people ask that in Rav Chana, and the answer which is given to the Chochom differs from that in the Agoda. It's not correct. The Rav Chana is Dvorim Heivov, Dvorim, yes, Zion, Dvor. Kishol chobim chomoch oleinu amoedis v'achukim v'mishpotim. Asa tzivu ad Hashem alakeinu eschem, v'omar to levim chavod v'gidin refaret v'utroim, v'yitzvein al Hashem mishom, v'yitzvein ha'itzi mishom, v'yitzvein al Hashem lasus espol ha'chukim v'ele, l'yiru lom espol ha'yomim, k'ayim hazeh u'dok oti yolonu, ki mishne lasus espol ha'mitzvah hazeh. So it speaks about chukim and mitzvah. So about chukim and mitzvah. So how? So what do you mean? So you have to teach him the chukim and mitzvah. So what do you explain to the chochem? What actually is the content of the answer, the synopsis of the answer to the chochem? What is the synopsis? According to what the Torah says, what is the synopsis of the answer of the chochem? Never heard such an uncooperative question tonight. But I could say it to the lecture, but it didn't even accomplish much by it. I wanted to get it out of you. What is the synopsis of the answer, the digest of the answer to the Chochem? Mandel, what's the digest of the answer to the Chochem? All right, I'll do it the way I do in class. I'll call. What is the digest? What actually does the Torah say? Not the Baal HaGodes. I'm asking, what does the Torah say? You are supposed to answer the Chochem. About Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the gift of political freedom or determination of slavery. There was a higher purpose to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Namely, what? Actually, to elevate the elected people, Tagei Kodesh, וחומש עד בשרס הזה שנפני. וזה לחוי, ויצאחו את הום, תבדו נסולקים על האור הזה. וזה חינוך שם, מה שזה לחוי איש, עד כאן לחייס. איש מיש, שמתם, שביפרו בו. וזה חינוך שם, וזה לחוי איש מיש, and this is the pattern. Not age, this is the time. This is the pattern. If you want to know what the purpose of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is, you are making a mistake if you think Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is just to give political freedom to slaves and to take them out of bondage. And that's all, and they should just lead a free life. This is not the purpose. The purpose is to take those slaves and convert them into a great Kodesh, Mamlechus Kenan. Why did that Kodesh go to tell it to Meishi? Because Meishi didn't want to go. He was not qualified. Meishi thought that Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is only a question of negotiating with Paris. Of course, with Paris, Meishi thought that someone else could do a better job than he. He was a cliché, couldn't talk, couldn't speak. Anyway, Meishi felt undeserving of that honor. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Meishi, the answer was followers. If the purpose were actually be taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim, perhaps you would be right. Because perhaps as a political negotiator, I would have found somebody else more capable, more eloquent than you. I mean, who is more versed in the protocol matter and knows how to talk and how to negotiate his case. But the purpose of the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is not the determination of slavery. The purpose of the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is what? But the Zelach Ho'eis, what is the purpose? The sin is a terror. So I need not a political leader, I need a rebel. A good teacher, a good melamed. And as a melamed is nature, well, that's what starts off. That's what answer, that's how the chinuch is happening. The Zelach Ho'eis, if the purpose were political, the grant of political freedom, I wouldn't choose you. There are hundreds of Jews who speak Egyptian better than you, and they can negotiate with parents that is much more skillfully than you. But I don't need a political messenger here. In the tribe, the legal acher, I'll take the Jews out of the tribe. Whether you'll succeed in your negotiation with parents, you'll fail is completely irrelevant, maybe. It's just an experiment on my part, but that's all, I don't care. Failure or success means nothing. But the Zelach Ho'eis, the purpose of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is ויציאחו את אורם סתם נפקים על האור הזה. סתם נפקים is to receive the Torah and to teach the people a new way of life. So I need a great teacher. And a great teacher, you are the best. So what do you say to the Ben Chochom in Chumash? What did the Ben Chochom told in Chumash? ומרתו לדין חרבות עם ידעו לפער על מפרעים ועתין השם לשם את חזוקו ועיתין השם אית סובית שזין עם הרואים בפערים. He punished me, he penalized me in this way. Then I took the people out of Mitzrayim. But what was the purpose? Just to terminate the status of slavery, to deliver them from the bondage? This was not the purpose. They saw me in Mishon, Lomanovi saw me in Mishon. By Savinu Adishem Lashis Parachutim Oile. לגיורס השם אלכינו, לחייסינו חיים הזה. לבדוק אותי, לא מתניש לו לעשות כל המצווה הזה, חופי עד השם. So what's the purpose of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? ניסים את התארם בחירת ישראל. So what does the Balak, what the answer to the Ben Chochom? ועפתו הם מעולי. Don't tell him the story of Mitzrayim. It's not Mitzrayim, the damp fadeh is all right, but not you have more important things for you to teach. The apostles teach him the aluches, full of Torah, full of it. Because the Torah is. The sinus of Torah was the purpose and the goal which after this goal was pursued when he decided to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. He said, Lashato emolei, kiuches ha-pesach. All aluches, including even the aluches and from the Nafsir and ha-pesach, ha-pesumah. This is the answer. It's one kind of Talmud Torah. This is real Talmud Torah. So what do you tell? Let us take the contrast of the Chochom. The Tam, what do you tell the Tam? What do you tell the Tam? You can't teach him the Sugya of אַז פון אַ פֿרייער געווען קען ער האָבן גיין, איך קען נישט דאָ צאַמע קעצן. דאָ צאַ צאַמע איז נאָר נאָר האָט פֿאַר געמאַר, דאָ איז פֿאַר. סו וואָר יאָר צו טאָלן? Tell him at his level, at his level. At his level. Don't try to be too sophisticated, he's like that. And don't try to keep the thumb space in his fingers, or stupid. Wouldn't work on it. You can't do that. You are duty-bound to teach the thumb those things which he is capable of comprehending. Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. And if he comprehends only the chizik, yod, the honor, the seven mitzvahim, it is good enough for him. Two different kinds of Talmud Torah. One Talmud Torah, the highest intellectual level, the son is a prodigy, a genius. Another kind of Talmud Torah at the lowest level. You'll ask me, which is more important? For which, what shall I say, is for? Which effort will be more rewarded? Whose effort will be more rewarded? The effort of the father who has a brilliant son and teaches him not in a different way, puts him teaches him hundreds of blood gemore on him. And a son who has a father who has a son limited, sluggish, dull. All he can teach him is a pasuk chumash and tell him a story or translate the semnesre, part of the semnesre to him, that's all. Which he cannot accomplish. If you ask me, is the father of the town who is deserving of a greater reward than the father of the Ewe the genius. Boruch shenotam teiro le'am Yisrael. You know what Am means? What is Am? The average person. Am is always the average person, the naked, the crowd. The crowd has a share in it. The Am belongs to the crowd. So you have two tasks. The Torah is not just esoteric, aristocratic, caters only to a spiritual aristocracy. But the Torah caters to the Am and to ignorance and to the limited person. So to the sluggish person, to the doubter. This is two kinds of Talmud Torah. Then we have two more kinds of Talmud Torah. Namely, Sifrit Yetzirah is trying to be the symbol of Talmud Torah. You see, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Tevel Am Yisrael. What else? What are you supposed to do the Sheni Yirei Elishel? How can you teach the Sheni Yirei Elishel? Atzach, what it means? The mystery of Talmud Torah is to arouse, not only to teach. When a person is curious, but to arouse curiosity as well. To stimulate inquisitiveness in the person. Some people can do it. Good teachers can do it. A good teacher can not only teach when the student comes and sits down at his feet and lifts his eyes to the teacher and swallows every syllable. I mean, such students don't exist nowadays at all. No, don't. I have a lot of experience with you. Don't believe it. But you have to be capable of arousing their curiosity. Okay? Arousing, stimulating their inquisitiveness. This is also Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the father succeeds, father or teacher, to arouse the curiosity in the child, to stimulate it. This is somehow, I mean, to implant an interest and concern for Torah is also Talmud Torah. What about the Rosh Hashanah? There is an answer to the Rosh Hashanah, there is no answer to the Rosh Hashanah. What do you say? You have three answers, you have three approaches formulated. One to the Chochom, total Talmud Torah. One to the Tam, limited Talmud Torah, elementary. One to the Sheni Yirei Elishel, not a question of Talmud Torah, it's a question of arousing curiosity, concern in the boy. Or love for the Torah. You see, sometimes you don't succeed in educating the person, but somehow you may implant is still loving him. This is also Talmud Torah. As a matter of fact, the Bach says, our broche is a very, a beautiful Torah, is a very strange broche. Hashem says, you want to last with the Torah? The broche should have been formulated. Hashem says, you want to live with the Torah. What is lasting with the Torah? So he says, live with the Torah, the Torah had formulated. So then the great scholar would have a greater share in the Torah than the ignorant person. Lasting with the Torah, he says, is not only to study, to study and to support and to be committed and to help build. This is lasting with the Torah. This means that can you realize it? You can become a teacher man, but you can still love for the Torah. If a father succeeds in instilling in the son, he loves for the Torah. Even if he didn't teach him much, it's good enough. What about the Roshe? Does in general, I mean, you said about it so many times, does the Roshe, actually, is there a separate approach to Roshe, or the Roshe should be ignored? What do you think? The Roshe should be ignored? No. If you repeat that, what is? Vapato HaKrish, you know, Venim Olay Bavazeh, Hashem Lee, the case in the Kroim, Lige Lehei, Lohi Yosav, Lohi Yomidah. Is it an answer addressed to the Roshe, or a complete rejection of the Roshe? It means the Roshe don't have to teach anything. Yes, yes? Yes, correct. What is Hakeishina? What is Hakeishina? Hakeishina, I mean, many abilities, some abilities, hey, cross, hey, front. I mean, not how to speak, I mean. In some abilities I saw, is hey cross hey. Ake is hak hey, but ake. Ake is a cough. Ake is you need to knock out the stick. You understand this is not a recommendation, but it's all I've got. We've never used physical violence. And certainly at the night of the Savior, if we use physical violence, it would be out of context with the whole spirit of the light. This is hake. Hey, coop, hey, hey, that's mean hake. What does it mean? The father is your food. And what is the shine abonim tikeno? What does it mean? Thou become thou. Which means that the shine means beat his arguments. Reject all arguments. Disprove them. This means that the shine. Engage them in a discussion. And disprove all his arguments, refute all his arguments. The Roshe has a number of arguments, and the Roshe's arguments are very simple and very understandable. I mean, now, they are this for him.
Yes.
So, your duty is not ignorance.
What to bring him back?
To convince him that he is wrong. It's not, it cannot be done within one eye, doing the cinema. It may take years, but this is. As I told you, she should be trying to sound with her. The Fato is Akeishino. And what is the main argument? And the Torah recommends the one argument, really. What is the main argument? How you can convince the Roshe? You mean, all right, you have Allah, you know? Yes, 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 that's what the Baragon says. But what is the argument in matter on terms? Yes. Yes, that is true. Yes. Not the community, excommunicating? No, I don't mean that. Some people believe in it now, but I don't. I don't believe in the rejection of people, huh? The Roshe, you see, why is the Roshe? Why is the Roshe? Just ask? Exactly. Because there are two versions in that. Roshe Ma'oimer, Mo'aveda Azul Kofer. Lochem Velelei. Which is Shekofar B'Yiker, Eishi Atsu Min HaKlal. This is one version. Then there is another one. Roshe Ma'oimer, Mo'aveda Azul Kofer. Which is Eishi Atsu Min HaKlal, Kofar B'Yiker. Asato Akeishinot. It means like that. The Roshe says Lochem. It means
he excludes himself from his destiny. He doesn't believe in the unity of the Jewish people as far as historical destiny is concerned. Sometimes, as the Rambam describes Aperes Vedat Tzivot, Aperes Vedat Tzivot, he might be very observant, however, if he excludes himself from Jewish historical destiny, he thinks that he is unique, and anyone has no compassion for the suffering of the Klal Yisrael, the Aperes Vedat Tzivot, he gives the Jewish belief. We see the issue of law. Cross a bit here, that's what the Rambam calls Peres Vedat Tzivot. It means there is no flaw as far as his observance is concerned. The problem is that he is not included in the Jewish community. He says Rambam, he does not have compassion with them, he does not test when there is the disaster strikes, he doesn't rejoice in their triumphs, in their moments of happiness. Elohilich te'echad mizuyor, he thinks that he is different. Yeah. This is one kind of author. Then there is another version of author. And if he says, so far, the ito, he is the absent in a cloud. What kind of author is he? He breaks his observance. And when he breaks his observance completely, he will finally exclude himself from the Jewish community, and will finally arrive, what I say, cut off the last bond between himself and the community. You see. So what do you want? The Jew outside of the Jewish community is a tragic killer. If you say, if you have to be not all top of it, Baba Zeh Hashem Lidu say, leave it alone, ilo Allah Shom Lehoyam Yidai. Both for a man, as somebody said, a man who is not observant, who has not faith enough of his bones, and a man who simply does not unite himself with the community, is an unhappy person. He may not realize it immediately, but he is an unhappy person. I always say, I have never been in our working with many agnostics that come in contact with them. When they say that they are agnostic and unobservant, and the very verity of power, the very axiomatic truth of power are denied by them and rejected by them, they never aroused wrath in the agenda. Never. Never. I was never angry with them. But I shouldn't be angry because the people are not to be blamed. They were brought up in atheist home, in a domestic society, how could you expect them to become people of faith, men of faith? They had no opportunity. But I always, they are out in a great city. Sympathy. Because the most beautiful experience of the human being is the experience of meeting like a revolt is unknown to them. And this is basically the only approach nowadays to modern man is an agnostic. And actually, I mean, the street is agnostic. And the so-called pseudoscientism is agnostic. The time is atheistic of science. The only approach is somehow to prove to man that by having faith in God and surrendering to the world, he enhances his own existence, his own happiness. And that's exactly the argument in the author. A Pata MLA, from a zero assembly, the person who tried, he will hold his son, he will hold his son. He is a slave to himself. To himself. He's a slave. Modern man is a slave to himself. Many ways, modern man is a slave to himself economically. He's so involved in business. Intoxicated with the idea of making good in the business world, of accumulating wealth and riches, that he becomes a slave to his business, well, at a sudden. Some people are slaves
that's a call to public opinion. You know how people say. Some people are afraid to fail to fear. I know people who do not believe that you are unhappy with the devil, so they are afraid of certain diseases. I know one man who had all reasons to be happy, but he's the unhappiest person because he's afraid of the shock. Of the shock. Not a lesser person. Paralysis. He's afraid of paralysis. Storms and phobia, the malignancy phobia, the cancer phobia, which is actually overwhelming or overpowering. It's not limited to some people. It's actually a phobia which many suffer from. When a person reaches middle age, and so forth and so on. This is, as I said, avodim oyinu refarim mitzrayim. Everyone is an addict to his own fears, to his own ambitions, to his own involvement in economic life. Everybody is afraid. Yilu hoyo, and munin akadosh baruch hu is gula. Yilu hoyo shom, lo yidol. This is the argument. But this argument cannot be just used. One is the question of re-educating. It is also part of Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah has four stages. Very strange. Talmud Torah has the stage of the Chochom at the highest level. Talmud Torah at a very primitive level. Talmud Torah not instilling knowledge, but instilling love, concerning the daily shale. And Talmud Torah as bringing the one who got lost. The son who was alienated back to the fall, is also Talmud Torah. Huh? He's a Russian now? He's a Russian, but there is a potential in the Russian. There is a potential. This is exactly what Talmud Torah is. And interesting is, we say Baruch HaMokei, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemesh Teiro L'Am Yisrael, L'Am Yisrael. Suddenly, we have changed the name, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up to here, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yilu Le'itzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sarasenu Mitzroim, Harionu Voneinu Vnei Voneinu, Mishubodim Oyinu Lesarei Benetroim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very good. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishim Sakei Klasik, Kmo Shomal Avrom Avinu, Igeo Yizrach HaBertulayim, what is it? Is the name which is used in the Agodah for the Almighty is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we start telling the story. In HaTenegad HaBor, Bon is Dibro Teiro, Echad Chochom, Echad Rosho, Son will say Baruch HaMot. Why is it so? Why is it changed? Yes. Sorry, yes. The idea is correct, but you don't express it well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who has the attribute of holiness? If he lives the holy life, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he alienated himself, or is materialistic, I mean, oriented, Beishim Tiyu, Kani Adishem Kadishchem, Kodesh Oni. So who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He himself realizes the attributes of Kedusha. So here we speak about our Bo Avonim. And one of them is very far from being a Kodesh Holy Man. No question. But apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him too, because he wants to bring him back. You know, he says, Havaye, Havaye, Yerachum V'chanun. Echot Kedem Sheyechto, Echot Lacha Sheyechto. It's Kedem Sheyechto, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him. Because man is holy, man is pure, man is moral, ethical. But Lacha Sheyechto, does not. Lacha Sheyechto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks away. If the person does not participate in the attribute of the Bishop, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes himself. He disappears. But what is Mokim? Mokim Shubekemi Shalayom. He embraces everybody. regardless of his moral station in life, regardless of his moral attribute, whether he is good or wicked, a Kaddish Baruch Hu does not desert anybody. But there is a potential in everybody to come back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That is say, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenos Santeo, everybody else is sharing the Torah. Not only the holy people, the righteous people, the great people, but everybody. Shenegad Abo Bonim Dibro Tero, Echot Chochom, Echot Rosho, Echot Tam, Echot Tem Yedi Elisha. The Roshe is not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because his life is not a reflection of holiness, does not reflect holiness. But Mokim, the Temi Shalom, is like the space. Mokim is space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is symbolized by space. Is anybody outside of space? Cannot be outside. No one can be outside of space. Space is all embracing, all penetrating. Any human being, any physical object is in space. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like space. It embraces everybody. The person who creates things and the person who rebels against things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never deserted anyone. Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Nosan Teir Olam Yisrael. The Nosan Teir Olam Yisrael are not only to scholar, but to the Slavic people, the Gal people, to the people who rebel against the Teir. He has never given them up. Every Jew has a potential, every Jew has a capacity for Tshuva, every Jew they can accomplish, can come back. Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu. Interestingly, that in Dragodim we have another time where the term of Mokim is a substitute for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you have it? If you know Dragodim by heart? Yes, a lot louder. V'tchilo eivdei avei lizore hoi avei seinu v'nitro. Hai, alfeinu. V'achshof tevonu amokim v'agidosei. V'ayinu yishui al-salohom. Hey, Omar Radishem, Beiver Radishem, Yoshua, Beiver Hanoia, Sechem Elon, Terah Havi Avron, Vadinocher, Waker Savichem Savron Velechis, Velechis in Holler at Snoan, Vetum is Kitko, Vetu Yisra Tiaki Veiso, Vetum is a Sayer, Yakuana Yoram Troy. Why is it business? Why is it Hilo India, Vizoria, the same as one of Mokam Avidose? Why don't we say Vaksho? You're one who after this ball full of it, the same reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have touched Terach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have raised idol worshippers to the level of a holy nation and a kingdom of three. He would have rejected them. But because he's mocking, he embraces everybody, who penetrates everybody, from whom no one can escape. Like, one cannot escape from space, one cannot escape from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, mocking him, like space. And that's why, even the Eivdei Avei Lizore, he brought back Kevonu Amokim Vavidosei. Of course, the very moment that Kevonu Amokim Vavidosei, we change his name from mocking into what? Into a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have it right here. Right away, Baruch Shem HaRatzachot Shei Yisroel, Baruch Hu, Shakodish Baruch Hu Chishe V'Zakei Plas Eishu Mashallah. And there is only one thing I want to add. The story of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer ben Hananya and Rabbi Akiva, so in the Subi Mizmei Brahat, so in the Sapri Mitzir Sekrayim Kaleisha Alayma, you know what some historians are, perhaps not historians, or Magidim say, historians are too careful and too dry and too gray and too dreary to say, I mean, historians, I mean. But Magidim, once upon a time, he used to interpret this beautiful. I mean, even though Yahweh has doubt whether this interpretation is correct or not. אז מה יש לי ברבי אלעזר ורבי ישוע, לא זאת מעזר רבי עקיבא, רבי טרפון שהם עשו בבני ברק, refers to the Pesach, which preceded the outbreak of the insurrection on the part of Bar Kokhba against Rome in 131-132. We don't know exactly the year. And actually, the supremacy of Mitzrayim, I said before, the supremacy of Mitzrayim was not only the story of the past, what happened to Pharaoh and us so many thousand years ago, but was the story of the present, what's going to happen tomorrow. And from the supremacy of Mitzrayim, I told you, it's not a narration, it's a study. You derive from the supremacy of Mitzrayim certain, what shall I say, certain inferences, conclusions, which have eternal significance. The fear of the crime was, so to say, was supposed to guide them in their revolt against Rome. Rome was by far worse than the crime, and the people were not as strong, in particular, who was missing Meisher Rabbeinu, and the missing doing of revelation was missing. So they say, when the suffering fears the crime for Israel, it was a long night, and the revolt against the Bar Kokhba revolt was prepared at that Seder night. That's what Magidim used to say, Magidim and Paul, I used to interpret. Rabbi Akiva, so in the Subim with Mizrach, so in the Satsang with Tears with Shrayim for Eisha Alayla. You know what some historians are, perhaps not historians, or Magidim say, historians are too careful and too dry and too gray and too dreary to say, I mean, historians, I mean. But Magidim, once upon a time, he used to interpret it beautiful. Even though Yavet has doubt whether this interpretation is correct or not. As Maisi Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Lezer Nazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shei Yisub, Rabbi Yivrak, refers to the Pesach, which preceded the outbreak of the insurrection on the part of Bar Kokhba against Rome in 131-132. We don't know exactly the year. And actually, the supremacy of Mitzrayim, I said before, the supremacy of Mitzrayim was not only the story of the past, what happened to Pharaoh and us so many thousand years ago, but it was the story of the present, what's going to happen tomorrow. And from the supremacy of Mitzrayim, I told you, it's not a narration, it's a study. You derive from the supremacy of Mitzrayim certain, what shall I say, certain inferences, conclusions, which have eternal significance. The fear of the crime was, so to say, was supposed to guide them in their revolt against Rome. Rome was by far worse than the crime, and the people were not as strong, in particular, who was missing Meisher Rabbeinu, and the missing ruin of revelation was missing. So they say, when the suffering fears the crime for Israel, it was a long night, and the revolt against the Bar Kokhba revolt was prepared at that Seder night. That's what Magidim used to say, Magidim and Paul, I used to interpret. I don't know whether it's true or not, I don't know. I want you to understand something which is very important. The Rambam, when he speaks about Bar Kokhba was still than Tisha B'Av, you know. Better was conquered than Tisha B'Av. The Rambam says, what happened on Tisha B'Av? The milked were a year, and the city was conquered. The Nehargu Alofim Uvavit Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed. the better the Baco is reminiscent of the Holocaust, the Hitler Holocaust. I wouldn't say numerically. Numerically, no Jews were perished in the Hitler Holocaust, but the brutality and the total destruction was characteristic of both, of the Hitler Holocaust and of the better massacre at the end. And then after the Bar Kochba lost the battle, the final battle. So the Nosal, the Nerad, Meler Godeo, Sheharbe Lechach Me Yisroel, Bimu, Shu Melech HaMashiach. That's how the Rambam says in the Chassidus. Shunergu Alofim Uvavis Me Yisroel, Benerak Meler Godeo, and the great king was killed. Sheharbei Chach Mederei, many of the Chachomim in his generation, Bimu means thought, Shu Melech HaMashiach. Usually the Mishnah says about Bar Kochba, Milkedo Iyo, that's all. And you think that Tisha B'Av commemorates the catastrophe, the disaster, but not so much as far as the death of an individual is concerned, but simply because hundreds of thousands of Jews perished. The Rambam apparently says two things happened. First of all, hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed, and secondly, the death of Bar Kochba alone warrants the observance of a day of grief and mourning on Tisha B'Av. So the Rambam, I once asked my father, Chaim Lebrocho, the name of my father, that basically Bar Kochba had all qualifications which are indispensable for the Melech HaMashiach. Rabbi Akiva did not make a mistake. Rabbi Akiva of Dorach Techos me Yaakov, Become Shevet me Yisroel, so Rabbi Akiva interpreted that Dorach Techos me Yaakov refers to what? Melech HaMashiach. Bar Kochba, he didn't make a mistake. Chas v'sholem. Chochom v'chachma Maseiro couldn't have made a mistake. Basically, the Melech HaMashiach has to possess certain qualities, certain attributes, certain talents. All those talents. I mean, Bar Kochba was blessed with all those talents. But why didn't he become the Messiah? Why didn't he bring about the Gula? It's because circumstances intervene. Sometimes the Mashiach is born prematurely. And we cannot carry out the mission. The idea is already mentioned by Gemara. Gemara says, Rotzo HaKodesh Baruch Hu La'asis Ches Tzion Melech HaMashiach. God wanted to declare Ches Tzion Melech HaMashiach and to bring about the Messianic redemption during the time of Ches Tzion. B'Sancheren Geidu Mogi. It means Ches Tzion was a person, as a person, had all the qualifications, all the talents, all the indispensable attributes for the Melech HaMashiach. This great judgment and this intuition, the intuition for justice and this moral personality. I mean, as Isaiah enumerates, we'll read our theory with the qualifications of Melech HaMashiach, the Achri for Pesach, you'll read it somehow. Cheski, you had it. That was Shalayom of Shiro. He made one mistake in the war. Bar Kochba made one mistake. Nerag Bavelis. What was the mistake of Bar Kochba? One, he was too proud. Chazal said, they used to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Seitzei B'Tziveseinu, we don't need your help. We will perform the job ourselves. He committed a sin of pride, of chutzpah. And that's what. And the fact that Bar Kochba committed an error, and because of that error, he did not simply realize his great potential of the King's Messiah that warrants a separate day of fasting and mourning. So they say that was the meeting, the great assembly of the Chachomim on the night of Pesach. They studied the Tiferes Mitzrayim, not only the Tiferes Mitzrayim as events of the past, but as a clue and a key to the future. I want to say something else. As we have said before, Tipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is a symbol, is basically not a separate mitzvah. It is integrated into what? Into the great mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Only on Pesach night, the Talmud Torah is concerned with only a topical difference. The Talmud Torah is concerned with what? With the union with the themes of Pesach. But actually, there is no difference between ordinary night and Pesach night. Talmud Torah has the continuous, what you shall say, concern of the Jew. I mean, actually, Talmud Torah, if you ask me how did the Jew survive, what is the central concern, you know, is Talmud Torah. The survival of Torah, setting down of Torah, transmission of Torah, the Masorah and Kabbalah, and so forth, to perpetuate Torah, and so forth. In Maaseh the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryo, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Karfun, I want you to know that times were very difficult. Rabbi Akiva was the famous martyr. Why did he sacrifice his life? Why did he sacrifice his life? Because what did the Roman Empire decree? What was the edict of the Roman Empire? Or Yasku Betero. Usually the edicts of the Roman Empire were mostly concerned with someone else. Very strange. The religious persecution, of course, embraced many aspects. Sometimes they used to decree no circumcision. No circumcision, yes. But basically, the most edict of persecution, it was Talmud Torah. Rome understood very well that without Torah, what Rome wanted is to destroy the Jewish identity. And you know very well, Rome was not actually, Rome actually practiced religious tolerance. Rome, the history, I mean, historically, was not an empire run or ruled by fanatics. Fanaticism was alien to Rome. They only wanted to dominate the world of the Middle East and the part of Europe politically. They didn't care about religious concerns. It's very strange. During the Bayesheni, and there were the governors from the times of Herod and down, Rome used to send in the governors, and Judea was already a satellite. So the governor never tried to interfere with Jewish observance. Never. As a matter of fact, the famous story about the flag, the Roman general, which was sent with the image of Caesar, of the emperor, and the Jews were asked to display the banner on the house.